Welcome back to EAA Radio Live.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the EAA Welcome Center on Celebration Way. Glad to have you here on EAA Radio. And we have, Fareed said, we got a great day for you, the Night Air Show. But before that takes off, we have a little concert going on at Theater in the Woods about 6:45 this evening. And we are welcoming Aaron Tippin to the stage at Theater in the Woods. Glad to have you here, also on EAA Radio.
Glad to be here. You know, many times I've been to EAA, I've been to Air Venture in Oshkosh. I finally got the invitation to come play here, so I'm mixing up a little bit of business with pleasure.
Very good, very good. For those of you familiar with Aaron's career, this is going to be a little repetitive, but for those of you who are not, you are, as I said in the interview we did before the show, you're an overnight sensation that took, about 5 years to break into it.
It was a long night.
It was a very long night. But you started out as a songwriter in Nashville.
Well, I did, you know, but and before actually getting in the music biz was nothing I had in mind. I mean, I was bound to be an aviator. I mean, that's what I did. You know, I grew up at the airport. I was a line boy. From there, I became an A&P mechanic. From there, I got all my ratings and never had any aspiration to be in the music business at all. But like I always say, God threw me a bone, and here I am. Got a job that I enjoy and love and still got that passion for aviation.
Obviously, that's why you're here.
That's exactly right. I come, you know, this isn't my first air venture by any means, and it won't be my last either, I'll tell you what. I love coming up here. It's just so cool to see all the airplanes and see all the new gadgets, but mostly see the airplane people. That is what's so cool. Aviation is unique in that fact that the people that are around it are generally good, good people.
Yes, they are. And we talked, as I was saying, the songwriting career. So you were working Music Row in Nashville for about 5 years. 91 comes along, and you find yourself as I said, overnight sensation with You've Got to Stand for Something or You Fall for Anything.
That was my first single.
Big breakout hit.
Which, RCA Records. It was, back when my hair was curly and black.
That was only a couple of years ago.
That's only a couple of years ago.
So you then made the transition from writing music for other people to writing music for yourself. Which do you prefer?
Well, you know something? There is no greater feeling than really writing a great song. I mean, when you know it's there, you go, wow, that's cool. Every word works. It's just perfect. You know, but I got to tell you, it's just like tonight. You know, I'll be over in the theater in the woods doing a show. And you know, I've been doing this 21 years now. So the only reason I'm still out here touring is because I love to see folks sing along and have a good time at that show. That's the greatest. That's the greatest of all. So that's why I'm still doing it.
Good. And also in the 90s, you were invited on Bob Hope's last overseas tour to entertain the troops. And tell us a little bit about your experience working with Mr. Hope and your experiences with performing overseas since then.
Well, you know, I did get the opportunity. The first thing I did in country music was climb on a C-141 with Bob Hope and go to the battlefield to see the guys and gals. And boy, what a blessing that was. I mean, start my career like that. And man, that guy was really cool. He was 86 years old when we did that. And man, he was rocking, buddy. He could hang for a guy his age. He could really hang. And man, Johnny Bench went with us, and we just had a great time. And it was remarkable. I told somebody the other night, I said, you know, he didn't, when we took off from California to go, there was no show. We didn't have a show. And him and one writer wrote the whole show. And he would just call. He had one of those cubicles inside a 141, kind of where the generals always stay, you know, when they're flying. And so he would call us in one at a time and say, all right, here's what we're going to do. Now, you're going to play this song, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm going to sell this joke. And you say so and so. And so he had the whole thing. So these are the cue cards, and they'd write them up. And it was really, really an awesome experience.
That was your inspiration to continue on with entertaining the troops, which you've been doing ever since.
You know, after I came back from that, and you know, I'm a child of the Vietnam era, and so you know, I was there to see the days when our Vietnam vets were treated so poorly when they returned to this country. And after I came back, Bob Hope, which I consider myself a patriot, but I made up my mind right there that I was not going to let these people come back to that kind of welcome. And I built myself a little soapbox, and I'll get on it anytime you want me to, buddy. I love our guys and gals that fight for us. Incidentally, there's one sitting in the front row right there, Marine, that saw my show down in, we were in Tucson.
You were in Arizona.
Yuma, at the air station down there, and we've had a great time down there. And visit them on the battlefield every year. This, if I make it back at Thanksgiving, this will be 10 years going to entertain our troops, and I'm blessed to be one of the few chosen to go entertain them.
Well, and we thank you for your service, just as I'm sure the service members appreciate you taking time out of your career to come out and entertain them. So
it is my pleasure.
Along with your overseas USO tours, you also tour, what, about 200 nights a year?
Oh, man, we are gone a lot, you know, and especially now, Steve and I have dreamed up this Red Light and Loud tour, and there sits my girlfriend right there, Miss Fifi, and Buddy, we're rocking around the country on this. We just finished up one of the Red, White, and Loud tours in Rifle, Colorado. That was really awesome, having fun doing that. And, yeah, we're gone quite a bit, but, boy, this is... I've played a lot of exciting places in my time, but when you can have a backdrop like a B-29 or a B-24 or a B-25 right behind you, that's a pretty good stage.
So how did you get hooked up with Steve Brown and the Commemorative Air Force?
You know, it's kind of Steve and I met through another CAF member, and I was always kind of trying to hook up music with air shows because my passion for aviation, I thought, wow, I could be there while the air show's going on, and I could do a show. And Steve, and he introduced us, Rosie introduced me and Steve, and we came up with this harebrained idea of trying to put music with air shows, and him being the boss of the CAF, he said, hey, Aaron, what if we had one of our big warbirds, one of our big bombers to be the backdrop and the stage for your show? And I said, you're kidding, right?
and you get to fly.
The Steve Brown that we're talking about is Steve Brown, President and CEO of the Commemorative Air Force. And thank you, Steve, for joining us on stage today.
Sure, Steve. One of the things we also said we'll do with Aaron is, because he's an accomplished pilot, as you heard, we'll qualify him in the airplane. So he's already been qualified as co-pilot in the B-25, and he's done some work on the B-24, and next is the B-29. So the next time you may see him at a Red, White, and Loud concert, he may be behind the controls. Tough gig, huh?
Steve, talk just a little bit about the journey that has been with the B-29, with Fifi to get her back online and flying.
Well, you know, Fifi, we got her in 1971 out of China Lake, brought her back, and started it. We refurbished her, restored her, and got her flying. And one of the biggest problems we had was always the engines. That model of 3350 was very unreliable. It wasn't designed for what we were doing, because they were designed to last about 100 hours, as it were. And that's about how long they lasted. And that became a very expensive proposition over the years. The last engine we did before we shut her down in 2004 lasted 5 hours after a total overhaul. So we had to come up with a different solution. So we took a later generation 3350, made it a different back half on the front half, and I'm not the technical guy, but our guys believed that this would work. And now we got her up and flying because of a generous donation from Jim Cavanaugh from the Cavanaugh Flight Museum, and $1.2 million Mr. Cavanaugh gave to us. And because of that, we were able to put these four new engines on. We've been flying her a little over a year now, and we put 115 hours on those engines with no problems. So we're flying that airplane. We wanted to bring her out, and that's when Aaron and I got together and started scheming a way we could bring a new audience with the country music crowd who doesn't know that he's a great pilot, and then introduce them to Fifi. And so now we're taking Fifi. She's touring. You can, except for here, because we got her on the square and we don't want to move her in and out, you can purchase rides on Fifi at different positions. You can buy the seat Aaron was in, or behind the cockpit, or in the back section. So we do tour around now. We've already flown 67 loads of passengers, 10 passengers per flight. And so you can fly on a once-in-a-lifetime airplane.
You've got it there, because it is the only B-29 flying.
You're right. And one of the things that we normally like to do is to perform with Aaron and the band, his band. By the way, I forgot to mention this last time. It's not just Aaron as an acoustic. This is a full-blown show with his band. It's a rocking show that goes. He's the hardest working man in country music, and he puts on a great show. Normally we have Fifi as the backdrop. But because of the logistics, and we've got such a great venue over here with Theater in the Woods, we're gonna have Theater in the Woods. We're gonna have them perform there. And a little thing that I haven't told you, Steve, and I probably should tell you now, Aaron, is we're gonna find a way to fly Fifi in the theater tonight.
How do you intend on getting that in there?
Well, it's very technical.
Have you seen this?
I have seen it. It's a very technical question, and you know I'm not very technical, so I don't want to tell you and spoil it. So we're going to see Fifi fly in that theater.
I'll be there to see this, I guess.
And I've heard even you may fly. While you're there, you might as well fly, too. I think we can work that out.
Yeah.
So, you know, at 6:45, it's just going to be a rocking good time.
Sounds good. Aaron, we're going to have to take a break in just a moment, but how about you play us out with a song or
that would be your choosing.
All right.
My pleasure. Hold that for me, Stevie.
Well, while Aaron gets set here, we want to let you know that you're listening to EAA Radio. Aaron Tippin and Steve Brown from CAF joining us on stage. Let's enjoy a little bit of Aaron Tippin's music.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land. And stripes and eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. There's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I plead and stripes and the eagle flies. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. There's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer.